Of love is happiness. He said, the minute you throw your happiness aside, he says, it's natural to feel a sense of loss right now if you are throwing your own happiness away. So if you're feeling a sense of loss right now, it's a very natural feeling for one who's throwing their own happiness away. So feel natural right now. If you feel a sense of loss, that's a normal way to feel when you're not being true to yourself and you're not giving yourself what you deserve to have. To feel depressed is a normal reaction to self-abuse. Feeling depressed is a normal reaction to not giving yourself the love you deserve to have. It's natural to be unhappy when you're throwing your own happiness away. So if you're unhappy, you're not feeling unnatural in a sense. In a sense, you're feeling natural. This is the way people who aren't true to themselves naturally feel. Yeah. If you're broke, that's the way a person who's not being true to themselves naturally feels. Do you feel angry? Well, that's the way that a person who's not being true to themselves naturally feel. Do you feel unfulfilled in your job? That's the way a person that's not being true to themselves naturally feels. Who would suffer sacrifice and loss without attempting to restore himself? See, you know you must feel like you have sacrificed because you're so busy trying to restore to yourself. So you wouldn't be trying so hard to restore something to yourself unless you already believe you have been deprived. So we're trying so hard to be happy because we believe so deeply that we aren't. And then he says, and how could you accomplish this restoration yourself? How could you restore yourself when the basis of your attempts is the belief in the reality of the deprivation? How am I going to restore to myself my abundance when I'm moving from the belief I don't have no abundance and I'm trying to get it? You can't restore yourself to your abundance because you're the one that believes that you don't have it enough to have to go looking for it. Have you ever wondered why you haven't been able, with all your best efforts all your life, to give you the kind of happiness that you've always thought you deserved? Even though you've been so, have you ever wondered why that hasn't really worked? Because you are trying to better yourself based on the belief that there's something lacking in you. And every time you try to do anything based on that belief, it will not succeed. How can you restore yourself when you're the one who believes you're deprived? Deprivation breeds attack. It's like a little kennel. A person who feels like they are deprived is more and more going to want to attack. A person who feels like they are deprived is more and more and more going to feel like, if I feel like I'm losing your love, or I'm losing something that I really want, or I'm losing something that I really value, he says that breeds attack. I get more and more tempted to attack because deprivation breeds attack. So the attack that we experience in this world is a result of the deprivation that we feel. And as long as you would retain the deprivation, I love this. In other words, deprivation breeds attack. So what is deprivation? What is attack? Is the belief that attack is justified, is the belief in attack. The belief in attack is the belief that attack is justified. The belief in loss is belief that attack is justified. Every time you say attack is justified, you're saying, I believe in deprivation, I believe in loss. I believe in deprivation, I believe in loss. I believe in attack, I believe in deprivation, I believe in attack. I believe in deprivation, I believe in attack. I believe in deprivation, I believe in attack. Deprivation breeds attack. So as long as you would retain the deprivation, attack becomes salvation and sacrifice becomes love, as long as you would retain the deprivation. So what is that saying? It's saying, make the decision today you will no longer retain deprivation. Make the decision today that you will no longer refuse to have your abundance. Today, make the decision, make the choice. You don't have to know how the choice is going to work itself out. You don't have to know how the choice is going to manifest. You don't have to know how the choice is going to manifest. But make the choice today that you will no longer retain deprivation. I will no longer keep deprivation. I will no longer keep feeling deprived. I will no longer keep this feeling of deprivation. I no longer want to retain this feeling of loss. I no longer want to keep this feeling of loss. I no longer want to retain this idea of deprivation. I no longer want to entertain this idea of loss. I no longer want to entertain this idea of loss. As long as you would retain the deprivation, you're going to keep on sacrificing. So in order to stop sacrifice, you have to be willing to allow yourself to be made abundant completely. Yes, Penelope, abundance is being forced upon you. If there's something or someone you want to invite back into your life, you invite them back into your life through allowing yourself to have peace. Allow yourself to have peace now. Make the decision today that you will allow yourself to have peace now. Tell yourself, love yourself enough to tell yourself, I will allow myself to have peace now. I will allow myself to have peace now. I'm tired of the conflict, I'm tired of the worry, I'm tired of the upset, I'm tired of the anger, I'm tired of the grievance. I will now invite peace back into my life right now, today. I will invite peace back today. I will invite peace back today. I will invite my happiness back today. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't even have to know how it's going to come. I invite it back today. I invite my peace back today. I invite my abundance back today. I invite my health back today. I invite my wealth back today. I invite my peace back today. I invite my freedom back today. I invite my innocence back today. I invite my God back today. I invite the truth back today. I invite it back. 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 I will no longer retain the deprivation. I will no longer retain deprivation. Said that we were no longer going to retain the deprivation. Okay. And then as soon as we said that, then a symbol, and I use the word again, a symbol of abundance was offered us. I'm going to do the love offering. Think of a person that you know that you'd like to see some peace happen and some forgiveness. A person you know that you no longer want to use to retain the deprivation that would breed attack in you. And especially a person that it looks like the relationship has changed drastically from what it was at one time. And this is not just lover. It could be you and your dog. All of us have them. And then I'm going to take you through this. And if you close your eyes, it'd be...